Hey guys, this is Stephanie. You're listening to Side B Radio, the podcast. And this week I have my friend Brittany Monet on with me.
Hello, guys.
She's been on the show before. And if you haven't heard that, I recommend going back to listen. We had a great conversation. It was almost like a year ago already, but whatever. In case you didn't hear that episode, which chances are high you didn't, but either way, it's there for you to listen to, and Brittany can tell you a little bit about who she is and why we're talking this week.
Well, besides being your friend, I am an actress. I do a lot of voiceover stuff right now, podcasting, and I also used to write. I don't do it too much anymore. I've been in a bad creative funk, but that's pretty much me, and that's why I'm here, and also I've dived into doing more tarot publicly, at least.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you're slowly becoming like a tarot Instagram account. And you launched a tarot scope YouTube channel, correct?
Yes, I did. And I was doing videos on my laptop because I was trying to do it where I wouldn't have to hold, like, because I don't have like a tripod for my phone, which my friend actually bought me one and it's coming. So I will probably switch over to that because my laptop, as you could tell that we were having technical difficulties earlier. I think I noticed when I fold the laptop so it focuses more on like the cards and not my face, that it ends up making the video like start chopping up and doing that weird thing that it was doing. And well, I don't want my face in the videos.
When I was watching your YouTube channel, I was definitely like, you need one of the, like, you need it almost over your shoulder. Like, you need the tripod. You need, like, whatever the camera is, you need to have it, like, above your spread. I think that would be better. So, that's awesome, though. Yeah, let's see. I was trying to point out before, it feels weird to me to be asking people to come on who have never done my show. I feel like it would be wasted content right now because everyone's just sitting at home. Like, there's no shows, there's no concerts, there's no, you know, not even really albums. I know some artists are pushing to drop albums, and I know that, like, artists who are on labels are being told, like, not to, which I don't entirely understand. But I guess because, like, the tour or merch or whatever, or physical copies even, potentially can't go out at the moment. But I don't know. It feels like since the world is standing still, it feels silly to be like, hi, artist, come talk on my show. We don't know each other. And even people who I do know that, like, I've talked to about, hey, let's have you on or whatever. It was always in, like, to tie in, oh, they're going to do this show next week or they're going to drop an album next month or whatever. And it feels wasted to try to get them on now. So I'm kind of recycling content and just kind of having friends on. And I mean, obviously, like, I think you and I have stuff to talk about, which is why I asked you. But
oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, even a couple weeks ago, I just had Anna, who used to co-host with me. We just kind of, like, talked about life for a little bit. And it, I thought it was fine. Not probably the most interesting thing other people can listen to, but we actually recorded for almost 3 hours, and I managed to cut it down to, like, a decent episode, and I just cut out so much garbage, and I was like, we just really talked about nothing for like 3 hours. But it happens. But I've been obviously podcasting during all of this, and I've been trying to make my way through the timeline order of the Marvel movies. And I know you're a big Marvel fan.
Yes.
So I thought we could discuss that a little bit. And in addition, like, you've been doing this tarot stuff. I've always loved tarot. I have 2 tarot decks. I don't know what I'm doing, so I tend not to really use them. However, you were telling me that I should just, you know, play around. And I've been, and everything that I'm pulling, like, all the, like, spreads I've done for myself, and I even did some for friends, like, on House Party, I was like, oh, you guys, let me do your tarot cards. And every, like, not every, as if there's so many people, but the 2 people I did this for and the few spreads I've done for myself, everything does make sense. Like, I'm getting messages or whatever. So I know that a lot of tarot has to do with, like, your relationship to your deck. Like, you're not supposed to, like, let your friends borrow it and stuff like that. Like, it's your energy and all that kind of thing. So, like, I don't know. I don't know if, like, I kept joking. I was like, oh my God, you guys, I'm so psychic. And I don't believe that at all. How do you feel about, like, your relationship with tarot? Like, how did you get into it? What do you, like, I don't know that tarot reading necessarily means that you're psychic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that I agree with.
Talk to me about your experience with it.
So for me, it was because, as you mentioned, how I started Taroscope YouTube was because I was watching so many Taroscopes, and I don't even know how I got into them. I think, I don't know. I just somehow was struck, like, came upon it on, you know, YouTube.
I shared a video with you, and I've seen a few, but I don't watch them all the time.
Yeah, well, I started watching them, like, what was that? I think it was before we even moved to this house, so it's definitely been a good, like, you know, 2-3 years that I started watching them, and then I had a period where I stopped watching them for a while, because I was so, like, obsessed with, like, having that thing happen, and it, like, you know, but I think that's why I think I started because I was trying to find astrology tarot videos or just astrology videos about, like, you know, the Gemini and what was going on. And then that's how you find Taroscope, kind of, because they kind of come up. And so Taroscope is basically, for people who don't know, it is tarot reads for that sign, whether, and then there's, like, a whole bunch of other, there's so much to get into. So, like, everyone knows their sun sign. And then there's a whole bunch of other signs, and that's when you kind of find out, oh, well, I want to know what my Venus is. So then you can look at stuff that's more about love to have a better idea of it. And I just kind of spiraled into it. And then I was like, you know, maybe I should get my own deck so that I could do my own reads for myself to see, like, you know, what's going to happen for me. And then for the longest time when I was doing mine, they always felt like they weren't accurate. And I would get mad because I would do other people's reads and they would be like, oh, this is crazy accurate. There was a girl who I used to work with when I worked at the sandwich place. I did a read for her. And I was like, so either you or someone you know is, like, going to be pregnant soon. A week later, she found out she was pregnant.
Stop.
No, so, I'm not even joking.
But you know what? That makes me really kind of, I mean, obviously, like, if I were to get pregnant, it would be immaculate conception right now. Like, I do not remember the last time I got down with anybody, but, well, I guess with a man, but either way, there's no pregnancy happening here. However, either way. So when I was in Tours, I found this little New Age shop, which was right next to a cathedral, which I thought was kind of funny that it's like, here's religion and here's tarot. Like, right here. But it was like a New Age store. It had, they had crystals and they had tarot decks, but I got a deck of, like, fairy, like, daily, like, affirmation-y kind of deck, whatever. And it's in French, so it's fun for me when I pull those because I also get to practice my French. And the one that I got, like, last time I pulled was about birth. And it was also, like, it said, like, it's a literal birth or, you know, new beginning, da-da-da-da-da. Fantastic. Fine. Whatever. I just did a 5-card spread the other day, and for the card that represented me and then the card that represented my challenge was, the card that represented my challenge or whatever was the Ace of Wands, which is about new things, including perhaps a literal birth. And I was like,
yep.
Creation. Basically, the universe keeps telling me that I am going to get pregnant. And I'm like, I don't know how that's going to happen. So, however, I mean, I have, like, new projects and things that I'm constantly trying to do. So that's just, that's what I take from it. But
yes. But yeah, no, I get that. Getting that card is like, getting it, any card that's, like, about fertility and, like, there's a good chance you're going to get pregnant or someone you know is going to get pregnant. And you're just like, well, it's probably not me, but still at the back of your mind.
Be me right now.
But yes, but in the back of your mind, you're just like, oh my God, but what if the Virgin Mary thing is real? And you're just like, oh my God. Like,
I don't think, listen, I don't think that I would be the vessel if God was trying to have a baby. I don't think it's me.
I mean, I wouldn't think it's me either, but, you know, I mean, oh my God, yeah.
Also, I'm not a virgin, so, again, I'm not the vessel, but it's just been a while. Although, doesn't it, I don't know about you, but for me, like, if I were to keep seeing, like, you're gonna get pregnant, mm-hmm. the next time I'm gonna get intimate with someone, I'd be like, protection, wrap it up, let's go, like, full.
Yes, yes, exactly.
We're done, yeah. I gotta get in the shower, like, everything.
Yeah, yes, no, well, obviously when I did that reading for my, you know, then mm-hmm. coworker, like, yeah. she probably already was, yeah, and just didn't course. Know, but the, still, it's, like, very creepy that I did that, and mm-hmm. then it happened, and, because it was really funny, because, was it? It was during the Game of Thrones last season that was airing. I went over to, he used to be my manager when I worked at the sandwich shop, but he used to live like literally right around the corner from where I live right now. And it was a chain sandwich shop, which I guess I could say it where it was since I don't work there anymore. It was a Jimmy John's franchisee. So it wasn't corporate Jimmy John's in
New York. So,
okay. Well, yeah, it's a sandwich shop who are known for being freaky fast and having their own delivery. So
they're delicious. I've had them. We just don't have them in New York.
Okay. Well, maybe for people who are listening who don't know. Yeah. So I worked as a brand ambassador my last like year and a half there. And so the GM for our store is someone who I end up being like really good friends with. And then he happened to roommate with another GM for a different store, and that store is like what is it like 5 miles from where we live. And so I went over and I did like some people, we were watching Game of Thrones at pizza, and I did like tarot reads for the people who wanted them. And then I did one for his roommate Matt, who was the GM for the different store. And he was already like at the time, like I didn't know, like looking to go move out with his girlfriend and all these things. And he got card like, your love life is moving up to the next like level, all these things. And they also got a card like, children could be like, you know, the romance angel card, that's children could be affecting your love life right now. I'm like, so I'm like, someone could be having kids soon, or like that conversation about kids, or, you know, but also that card can mean like you need to heal your inner child, or you need to be right. more childlike right now in romance. But still, that card always freaks people out. And so the person who was more friends with Joel, he was just like, oh my God. He was like, remember when you did Aaliyah's reading and it said she was going to be pregnant? And so Matt, for like the next several weeks after that, was just like, I'm not ready to be a dad. It was just like, it sent him in like a very like, mm-hmm. you know, that headspace of like, oh my God, being paranoid. So like, yeah, the reads can do that to you. I think like it kind of makes you over paranoid for certain things to happen. Like you're so yeah. I always say take them with a grain of salt, because you don't want to be in that spiral of like, oh my God, I'm going to get pregnant, or I'm going to get someone pregnant, or right. like, you know, whatever it is.
Well, the thing, I mean, I don't know about pregnancy, but I honestly, a tarot reading is how I ended up moving to New York.
Ooh.
So, and I feel like it was one of those like manifesting because of the read. So regarding my job or whatever, they had like the card that came out was the Tower, and she was saying like, oh, it might be time to move on to another job, it might be time for this and that, maybe you need to make some changes. And then somehow, like when she was doing my read, she said to me like, what about a move, can you move or whatever. And my father had been telling me that I should come up to New York, and so she said I should go visit my father and talk to him about moving there. So I went back to work like the following day or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I asked my boss for some time off to go up to New York. Like, I think like 2 days, and like not even a thing. Like, I think I wanted to do like Thursday to Monday or something. Mm-hmm. And behind my back, my boss went to lunch with my sister's best friend who also worked there. And he didn't like me. And he ended up telling my boss, oh, she's not really trying to go see her father. She got this tarot card reading about how she needs to quit the job and da-da-da-da-da. So, firstly, I had asked to go because my father had also just had surgery because he had skin cancer. So he had like this whole thing going on with his face, and I wanted to go up and see him anyway. Like, you know, it all made sense to me to go to New York. But the story that I told my boss was my dad just had surgery and I want to go visit him.
Yes.
Which was not a lie. But I guess they asked him if my dad had had surgery, and my sister wasn't talking to my father at that point. They had a very tumultuous relationship, so they weren't talking. And he told my boss, I don't know anything about that. I don't think he really had cancer, which, as if I would lie about my dad having cancer. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Long story short, boss pulls me into the office, tells me he knows that I'm a liar, and tells me I can either go back to my desk or I can get out. And I said, I can't work for you if you don't trust me, and I can't work for you for, like, this whole thing. So basically, I quit. Because they called me a liar. They said my dad didn't have cancer. And I was like, oh my God, let me call my stepmother. And of course, she didn't answer her phone. So then I was like, you know what? Screw you. Screw this place. I'm leaving. And like, I packed up my desk and I left. And basically 3 days later, I had packed up my car and drove to New York. Like, I was done. I moved to New York. Funnily, when I got to New York, my boss apologized to me and allowed me to work remotely from my dad's house for like, I ended up quitting because I got like two jobs. So I but for a while I worked for them remotely. And,
why did they like look into it and find out that you weren't
lying? It was a very weird, it was a very weird dynamic. It was a small enough company that the boss was very involved with like everyone's personal life, and like too much. Like it was, it was really awful. But my sister had worked there. That's her best friend worked there. My best friend worked there. It was a whole thing. So, and I left and was like, also they tried to fight me on unemployment. I think that's also why they ended up giving me the job back, because they didn't want to be paying out whatever they had to pay out. Because I filed for unemployment. They tried to fight it. I spoke to somebody at unemployment and was like, no, this is what happened. And I ended up getting like granted the unemployment. But then when they were like, oh, you can just work for us or whatever, they obviously didn't have to pay unemployment benefits. So whatever. Doesn't matter. Like, I don't talk to any of those people anymore. But and my point is, I saw the tower card, which basically was like, really bad stuff's going to happen at work. But the really bad stuff that happened at work was because I saw the tower card. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I hadn't had, you know what, if I hadn't had that reading, would that have, like, would something like that have happened? Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I feel about it too, is like sometimes the reading you get will like put you in a mindset to more allow those things to happen. But you know, like, I've had so many tarot scopes that I've seen where like good things are happening, and then I think because you're just like also in a mindset of like, no, that can't happen for me, you block it, you know what I mean? If it is actually supposed to come to you, you get in a headset of like, no, that's not gonna happen for me, and you kind of block it out.
Some of the stuff that I'm having a hard time with, like, right now, first of all, again, it all depends on how much faith you're putting into these kinds of things. But I keep getting all these signs about, like, oh, someone's going to come back into your life and da-da-da-da-da. Cool. Physically impossible right now. That's not happening. Not going to run into so-and-so on the street. Not going to run into so-and-so at a restaurant. We can't do that. So, yes, I know there are other ways, like a simple text message is somebody coming back into your life or whatever. But as far as, like, seeing someone, reconciling, all these things, chances are high those aren't things that are going to happen right now. And it's not even a matter of you blocking it. You're, like, we're all stuck at home. Everyone's stuck at home.
Oh, yeah.
But even, like, even the pregnancy thing. It's like, well, as long as I'm stuck in my house, that's not happening.
Yep. Exactly. No, but that's why I made that post about, like, you know, if you're not in a headspace to do any, like, you know, reflecting or, you know, for certain things to happen that my cards have been saying, that's fine. It's okay. You don't have to force yourself to do anything that, like, you're not able to do. Because some of those, you know, things are like, you know, make the effort. And it's like, well, you can't really, there's a certain extent to which you can make effort for in this time period. So that's why I wanted to put that out there, because I didn't want people to feel like, oh shit, like my love life is falling apart. It's because I haven't made the effort towards this person. And it's like, well, if you can't make the effort beyond a text message, sometimes it's like, you know what I mean? And then you might put yourself in a situation where you're texting or video chatting all the time, but then you see each other in person and it might not be the same anymore. Yeah. I mean, I know not every like online based relationship, friendship, whatever, it fizzles out like that, but you know, sometimes it can. So I get like, you know, making the effort might not be something you are able to do right now, which is fine. But
yeah. And I find it, I've been talking to like one of my friends, she does dating apps and she gets invested very quickly. Like, oh, they're talking to me. That's it. I love them. And it's like, I mean, not quite love, but she gets very attached.
Or her Venus sign could be Pisces, because that is very much a Pisces thing to do, to be like, I'm so into you. And it's only just, been like 2 weeks.
It happens really fast. But then she also falls out of it really fast, which is fine. But like just now, she was like, I think this guy was a catfish. I'm so sad. Da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you were talking to him for a week. Why does it matter that much? Because for me, online people do not exist until I meet you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a little bit wrong. People, like, friends are different than, like, dating potential people. I have built friendships on, like, Twitter and stuff with people that I have never met. You and I were friends for a long time before we met in person. So you didn't, like, not matter. I don't want, like, I don't want people to think that.
Yeah, no.
But as far as, like, dating goes, online guys do not exist to me until we either meet in person or like, or even like talking on the phone, which honestly, the only men that I've spoken to on the phone were people who were like, and I'm about to see you in 10 minutes when I get to the restaurant or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do like the let's chat for weeks on end without there being an end game of meeting in person. I don't see the point. So as like making the effort or whatever, I don't. And I'm not gonna, like, as far as online dating goes right now, like, I actually did download a dating app, and I've been, like, very, very casually just like, oh, yeah, hi, how's it going kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I don't care to get to know them otherwise, because we're all stuck in, like, our own little bubbles right now, and I'm not gonna risk
it. Yeah.
Like, one guy, actually, he was, like, his opening line was, so I heard you like me. And I was like, oh, that's funny. I heard the same thing about you. That's what I said back. And he was like, maybe it just depends on how good of a kisser you are. And I was like, ew. But then I go, well, not really something you can test right now. And he goes, I can. I've already had it. I'm good to go. And I was like, gross.
Oh, my God. Like, no. No, but like, you can re-get it probably, too. Because they haven't, like, come up with something officially that I says know, like,
but either way, oh like, God. Oh cool, so you had this disease, yeah, come on over, or virus, excuse me, but
yeah,
like, you know what I mean, I'm not inviting people to my place and I'm not going to your place, so
exactly,
sorry, next. And I think I have that on like my bio. I think I'm like, I'm not really like, I'm just looking to talk to people while I'm stuck at home, like that's
yeah,
I don't know how much I can invest in like, oh, the universe is giving me signs and this is going to happen because the universe says so and tarot is telling me this and that. So do you make decisions based on tarot ever?
I have. And then at the same time, I feel like I haven't, because it's just so hard to tell when, like, you know, it's just a coincidence that the card that you want it so happened to fall out, or if it was really like, that's why you know, when I tell people like, hey, I don't know how accurate this is going to be, or I don't really charge too much for readings, just because I don't want people to give me their good money and then do a tarot read for them and it nothing happens, you know, because I don't have, like we said earlier, I don't have those psychic abilities where, you know, oh yes, I hear something about, you know how people do that type of thing. And I'm going to say I believe they're genuine. I don't want to.
Angels and all that kind of stuff.
Like, yeah.
I'm not talking to any angels.
I'm not. I'm going to be honest. I'm not doing that. So I don't ever want to like bullshit anyone and give them something that's not true. So it's really hard for me too when I have like this spread that's like, you know, for myself where it's like, oh yeah, this person is totally your soulmate and there's this stuff going on. And, you know, so it's, you want it to be true, but at the same time, you don't want to get stuck on that and then put yourself in a place where you're not like allowing other things to come in and happen. So I always take it as like a roadmap. Like this is a potential roadmap that you could go down, but you know, there's other maps too. Like, you know, that's why I keep it in mind. So it helps me a little bit better, not like do crazy stuff, because look, I've got so many messages that has at the same time telling me to move on and let go of the situation about my situation, or being like, tell them how you feel. And it's like, no, don't think that's a good idea right now. Which I feel like at this point, this person knows if they stalk my Twitter, like I know they do, even though they act like they don't, because I tweeted about something last night that makes it very obvious that it's him. So.
So I also find it interesting that most people who like look into like tarot and all this kind of like fortune telling, it's always about love. And like, that's not the only thing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've had people actually ask me for career stuff recently, which has been cool because I feel like it helps me test my skills better to where just the knowledge of like what the cards mean. I feel like it, cause I know it so well for romance at this point that like when people ask me about other things, or like someone asked me for a health reading, which I was like, oh my God, I didn't want to do that one just because like,
oh, the death card came up. Don't worry.
Exactly. I was just like, you know, yeah, that's when the one I think I'm going to be more like, know about, just because I don't want to read anything like that. But yeah, I love that people have been asking me for more like finance career stuff, just because it's different.
Right. Well, so when I was doing my little guidebook that I have, has a 4-card clarity spread, and it's like, think about an issue that you want answers to, and then like card one is what the issue is, and then the card, the next cards that follow are like contributing factors. And one of my friends, I said, okay, think about your question. You don't have to tell me what it is. And I was shuffling and I was like, tell me when to stop shuffling. And I had my, you know, I was showing her the deck. And then we did the spread and 3 out of the 4 cards were pentacles. And then I was reading, pentacles tend to be about money and finance.
Yeah.
And so I was like, is that what your question is about? And she was like, no, not at all. And I was like, huh, okay, well. And I read her what the meanings were and everything. Because I, like, I don't know things off the top of my head. Like, that's, I'm still learning. Like, I have to look at the book and read the description. And I don't know, I don't know if I care enough to invest in, like, memorizing tarot. Like, and I don't know that I would ever offer readings as far as, like, professionally or anything like that. Although, like I said, everyone I've read for or with, and even though it's all been in fun, they've all gotten their message. And they're like, wow, this is pretty accurate. And I'm like, hey, go me. So I don't know, maybe I am intuitive, and God knows that I've been told that before, and God knows I have enough angels up there to guide me if that's the thing.
Yes.
So I don't know, do you have to look stuff up, or have you like memorized what cards mean?
Most cards I have a good memory of what they mean, or an idea. But also what I do is now, instead of just looking at the individual card, I'm getting a lot better at like looking them together as a whole. You know what I mean? Cause a card individually can mean like, you know, like if you, like the King of Swords, like that card can mean, an air sign, or, you know, it could mean like someone who is gentle yet authoritative, but then it could have a card next to it that can mean, you know, some that can throw off that authoritativeness and or those type of and that qualities.
The other thing was that the person that I was reading was an earth sign, and apparently pentacles have to do with earth signs.
Earth,
so I was like, maybe that's why these cards are coming out for you. And
that was
where we were going with that. But I don't know. I like, again, I don't know that I'll ever be in a place that I'll be like, oh, I'll offer tarot readings to people. Like, or doing tarot scopes or anything, but I find it all fascinating. And again, whether you're religious or not, signs happen all the time. Like, you know, I see certain synchronicities with numbers every day of my life. And I try really hard not to, like, look for meaning in it. I'm just like, yep, there's that again, and keep moving on. But it never stops. And it's not a matter of, like, oh, I see my lucky number. Because I don't know that I personally have lucky numbers. I know a lot of people do. And I know a lot, like, I know there are people who literally are like, all right, if I see a seven today, then I should do the thing that I wanted to do. You know what I mean? I don't have that going on ever.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
But I see repeating numbers all the time. And then according to, like, some things, those are, like, angel numbers, and they're guiding you in a certain direction and all that. And for me, they remind me of someone. So,
yeah.
Even if it's, like, those are angel numbers, because, like, they are. Like, if you look up what these number patterns are or whatever, it says, like, this is what this means. And I'm just, like, what I have said is, like, okay, but for me, this is the meaning. So if the universe is trying to give me a message, they need to try with something else. Because I'm never going to see anything but what this number means to me. So,
yeah.
So, like, give me a different sign if this is really a thing. And of course, I don't get things, or I'm not that attuned to them. I know someone who literally, like, every single thing she takes is a sign. I saw a bird today. I saw this flower today. I saw this rock today. And I'm like, dude, that's just because you live in, like, a rural area. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. Like, I kept seeing the number 555 for a while, or those numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw them a lot. Like, sometimes when I would check the time, it would always be, like, at 555.
Yeah.
Or 555, whatever. And then at work, I'd see the number a lot. But that's because, you know, why I saw it so much at work? Because some people, if they paid with a certain bill, their change would be $5.55. Right.
There you go.
So it's one of those things, like, is it an actual sign or is it just a coincidence? But that, I looked it up what it means, and it just means, like, something is going to change or change is coming. But I'm like, I'm literally giving people change, so.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There it is.
So it's really hard to, like, what is a sign for you? And then, like, what is just a coincidence of the universe? And then, you know, wanting to a message apply to you, and then, like,
right.
It's, you know, it's really, it is very hard to, I think, gauge it, because I, like I said, I don't have the psychic abilities, so and so maybe I shouldn't be doing tarot, but for me, it's just, it's fun.
I mean, that's the thing. I think as long as you're making, like, making that disclaimer of, like, I'm not a professional psychic, I don't feel that I have these gifts, I just read the cards, and there you go. Like, I have a psychic friend, I guess, that sounds silly to say, but he doesn't use tarot, and he, like, all over his website, he's like, this is how I do my thing, I don't use cards, I don't need tools or all that, I have this ability to connect with, you know, the higher guides and all that stuff. And, yo, he's scary with his accuracies, so I don't know. I'm supposed to have him on the show at some point. I actually haven't heard from him in a while, and I'm getting a little nervous because of how crazy times are right now. And I'm just really hoping that he's just been, like, too busy or, like, not checking his email or something. You know, people can go from perfectly fine to laying in a coma in the hospital right now in, like, a day. So
yeah,
that's why, like, I'm paranoid and, like, nervous. Even though, like, he's probably just living his life and not checking his email, you know? Like, I'm sure he's fine, but
I don't
know.
Yeah, I just, with the way everything is in the world, it's so hard to tell, like, you know, if someone's okay or just, you know, if they're not, or, you know, they're just being distant with you. Like, it's really hard to gauge it right now.
I just found out that I now know someone who has passed away from COVID, and I knew it was coming because I live in New York City, and it's impossible to think there's no way that you're not going to be affected in any way by this when the numbers are so drastic. But a server and performer down at Maria's Crisis. Like, so it's not like a personal loss per se. Like,
yeah.
We didn't know each other outside of whenever I would go there, I would see him and I loved seeing him. But he passed away. And he passed away on March 23rd. So it's been an entire month and I didn't know. But again, how would I? I haven't been down there.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine posted on her like Instagram story that he was featured on like a New York Post article of like, here are some of the New Yorkers we've lost. And it was all people mm-hmm. who I guess are kind of somewhat well known in the neighborhoods, I guess. And that's the thing. This guy, mm-hmm. his name was Mark. He was if you've gone to Maria's Crisis, you know who this man is. Like, that's how he was just a well-known guy, like, in that community.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like a younger Harvey Fierstein. And aww. He used to perform Poor Unfortunate Souls. Mm-hmm. And he was great. And I remember, like, we used to talk all the time. He would bitch about how women came to the bar because it was originally a gay bar. And it kind mm-hmm. of got overtaken by popularity because it was like a Broadway sing-along place. Like, that's what Maria's Crisis mm-hmm. is known for. And it's gotten very popular. Like, it's been featured on Younger. It's been featured in movies. Like, so, but he used to, every time he'd see me, he'd be like, oh, girl, you have no idea. And he would just, like, bitch about mm-hmm. the clientele. But, like, in a fun way. And one time they were doing Little Shop while,
mm-hmm.
Because there's a pianist at the bar, and it's like a sing-along. Everyone sings along to the Broadway show tunes. So I think they were singing Somewhere That's Green, and I was, like, in a corner with him, and he started singing Part of Your World over Somewhere That's Green, and it's the mm-hmm. same melody, and you can't unhear it once it's pointed out to you. And I was like, no, Mark, what have you done? And he said, they're a one-trick pony. Ashman and Menken weren't as great as everyone says they were.
Oh, my gosh.
And again, he was teasing because obviously mm-hmm. they're wonderful. But if you listen to them together, Somewhere That's Green and Part of Your World are very, very similar. And I'll never forget that. And I'll never forget that he's the one who told me. And my reaction, like, mm-hmm. I was like, no! And I was like grabbing him. I was like, I can't believe you did this to me. Because they're such different songs. Like, you know, it's very different stories, but...
Mm-hmm.
But sure enough, they have a similar melody. But anyway, yes. He's gone. Mark, rest in peace. That will always be my story for you. And I'm sure that when Maria's Crisis opens back up and I find myself down there, I will share that with everyone. And they'll all say, me too! I'm sure I'm not the only person he did that to.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it's very sad. And I really did not like learning that, and I feel awful. And I feel particularly awful because I don't even remember the last time I was down there, but I do know mm-hmm. that the last time I was there, I did see him. Like,
mm.
I remember seeing him last time I was there, and he was honestly, for me, Maria's Crisis is really hit or miss for me. It has to have, like, a sweet spot of just enough people in the bar, not overcrowded, with the mm-hmm. right performer, you know what I mean? So, if it's too much, I hate it. If it's empty, I'm bored. Unless Mark was there. So
mm-hmm.
he was a highlight for me when I would go to that bar. So I'm disappointed that I will not see him again. And I'm very sad for his family and everybody else. So anyway, all that to say, you never know. And the idea that this friend of mine has been radio silent for like over a week, I'm a little nervous. But I don't want to be like pushy. Almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, it's really hard to gauge anything unless, like, you know, and that's the thing. You worry if someone who hasn't posted on, who usually posts on social media, if they don't yeah. post, like, you suddenly are worried if something happened to them. So, yeah, it's really hard. Like, I just say, if you are in a place to where you can message people and communicate, I say do it, just because with everything going on and how long this is going to seriously last, it's like, you know, you don't know when you're going to get to talk to them in person and stuff. So reach out yeah. to people.
At the same time, because, like, a lot of people are like, oh, you can tell where you are in someone's life based on whether or not they've reached out to you or whatever. And I don't agree with that. Because we're all still living our own lives. You don't have to check in on every single person you've ever met, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not talking about, like, reaching out to every single person. But, I mean, if it's someone you say is important to you, reach out.
And by that same token, so for me, like, there are people that I still care about in life that, like, I'm not currently speaking with for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so concerned about not hearing from them because, one, I know they're fine. I think I would hear if something happened to them, / they will hear if something happens to me. So while it might be, like, for me, I'm all about, hey, let's reconcile, especially right now where, like, we don't have to see each other. We can just chat for a minute, you know, or, mm-hmm. like, exchange an email. And there's no, like, messing it up or pushing a limit because we're literally confined to our own homes. So, like, I'm not going to see you and piss you off, you know,
yeah.
like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, some people, that does get them to, you know, unfortunately say the things they should have said. Other people, you know, sometimes they don't think that's it, and then sadly it is. So I think it depends. But, I mean, I would say don't reconnect with someone because, like, if it was, like, a toxic situation, mm-hmm. like, really deeply toxic, and you're, like, you know, like, people who are, like, you know what, I think I'm going to message my ex, like.
Right. I know, like, and there's a lot of that happening, and that's fine. Although, again, yeah. like, right now, it's almost safer, because even, like, messaging the ex, hey, mm-hmm. how have you been? I'm thinking about you. I hope you're safe, or whatever. That's kind of all that needs to be said unless you want to talk again. But even so, like, I don't know, for me, even if it's someone that I've had in my home, even if it's someone I've had in my bed, mm-hmm. you're not coming over right now.
Like, oh, exactly.
It doesn't matter. So that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it's safer to do it now because you're not going to see them. So I don't know. Like, there's more of a chance to actually communicate versus physically messing something up. I don't know. Maybe I'm not making sense, or maybe I'm, like, naive and idealistic. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. People can, but see, like, sexting and stuff is a thing, so that could happen still.
I'm not looking to sex with anyone. I hate it. I feel very awkward sexting. I always have, and that's what, even like last night, a guy hit me up on the dating app that I'm using, and he was just like, hey, sexy. And, like, that was his opening line. And I was like, that's so lame. But I was like, whatever. It's just a hello. Say hi back. Don't be a dick.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. And then it was like, how's your night, sweetie? And, like, everything I was saying, he, like, added, like, a pet name to. And I was like, I can't talk to you. And I unmatched him. And because if you tell them, hey, you're being, like, I don't like that, they get mm-hmm. offended, like, or they get offended. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. For me, it's, like, it's easier to just unmatch than have that conversation.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine was like, you have a lot of deal breakers. And I was like, I do, because you need to learn how to, like, be a person when you have to communicate via text before it goes further. You don't know me. Don't call me sweetie, baby, honey, darling, whatever. You don't know me.
Yeah.
And for that, it skeeves me out.
Yeah, but I mean, you know your boundaries, and right. you, like, honor your boundaries. There's some people who have those boundaries but don't say shit, you yeah. know what I mean? So at least, like, you know what your boundaries are and you stick to it. There's yeah. some people who, this is my boundaries, but they don't follow that's their boundaries, so.
That's true. But then also, like, with sexting also often comes, like, photos. And I'm not good at taking nudes. I don't. I am a big girl. My body does things when I'm laying in bed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like.
I get it.
So I don't know how to, like. I don't know. I don't think that I take, like, sexy nude pictures. And I have sent nudes before. I can think of, like, 4 people I've sent them to. Like, that. So I'm not. Definitely not, like, one of those people who just is like, oh, hi, stranger, here's my boobs. And, but some people Sorry. Are. Some people I, are. Like, I have a friend
I
who
might
has,
be
like,
some
a...
people.
It's me, I'm some people. No, I am not. And like, I have a friend who has like a Finsta, and like her whole Finsta is like underwear pictures and like naked pictures, like Xing out her nipples and stuff. And I'm just like, good for you and your confidence. That will never be me. I feel like even if I were to be the size that I want to be, I'm still such an awkward person that like it's not happening. I think there's like one thirst trap picture on my Instagram. And actually, it's like the most liked photo I've ever had on my Instagram, I think. But it's like tasteful. There's nothing revealing about it other than like massive cleavage. But like, and posting that was literally a test, to be perfectly honest with you. It was to see if somebody would react the way that I wanted them to. And
I've done that before.
yeah. But then like it got so many likes that I was like, all right, I'll keep it up, whatever. Like, it's fine. But there's one person that I have successfully like sexted with, like that I was into it, he was into it, it was great, videos were involved, like but so like that's the like there was one night that we were talking and he asked like if I was actually, you know, doing anything or if it was just, and I sent him like a picture like yes I am, and then he was like I can't see, and I was like that's all you're getting, like I'm not reading.
It's all I'm gonna say is it's a lot of work to get that picture.
I'm saying
So
I would assume so, and that's the thing, like I angles are hard, I don't know, it's like
angles are
my
hard
one of my
and
friends
like
has like I'm pretty sure she has the whole tripod action and like the timing the picture. She also has like a selfie stick so she can do like the good angles and like great. My arm only goes so far and my body is large, so there's only so much I can do. And
Yeah,
then
no,
like
I
mirror pics are lame in my opinion. You can like
yeah,
see the camera, like that's silly.
I'm not doing a mirror pick ever. But no, it is definitely difficult to get that angle, so
But then at the same time, it's like, oh, tell me what you want to do with me and all that kind of, like, I don't know how to sext. I really don't. Pictures are one thing that I'm like, I'm not great at, but at least like, okay, you see me, I see you, awesome, wonderful, whatever. But like, I don't like descripting, like descriptive, like, oh, I want to do this. Like, no, it's not for me. It's just not for me.
I feel like it depends on, for me, like how they say it
Yeah, I guess that's fair. And I also guess it also depends on
and
how
who
much
it's
you like the
from.
person. Yeah. So that was
Yes.
so like the one guy that I'm telling you like that I have successfully like had video and text and all that stuff with, he turned me on all the time. I was always ready to go whenever I would see him, whenever I like whatever. So, yes, that worked and I enjoyed it when he sent me things. Random dude from like Tinder, "Hey, here's my penis. Goodbye."
Oh yeah, no.
Like
Yeah, no.
not
I
interested,
if
don't care. And
Yeah.
like I had one friend who like we would like borderline flirt when we would text, but we were platonic, so it was fine. But whenever he would, I would always want to like play back, but I was too like shy to. And so it never really went anywhere. But even like in person, like he would be kind of gross sometimes. Gross. See, I'm talking like I'm 16. Like, oh, he would talk about icky things. It's not like that. But like if he ever did like turn from like, hey, this is our bro-y talk to like, oh, sexy something, I would always be like, what are you doing? And I would like stop it, you know? So I'm not that person. And even like in bed and stuff, I'm definitely more of like, show me, don't tell me. I don't need to hear how you're doing. We're good. You know, like I'll tell you if you need to stop. That's all. I'm a silent partner.
Oh my God.
So you guys are learning a lot about me today.
Oh yeah, I feel like people are learning a lot about me if they didn't already
Well,
assume these things about me
it's okay. I don't
based
know.
on my Twitter
I
feed.
mean, also, if you're uncomfortable with anything, you can let me know. I will edit
Oh,
things out.
no.
But I don't feel like we've discussed anything that crosses any kinds of lines. However, we should
Yes.
switch topics because I told you I wanted to talk tarot and I wanted to talk Marvel. And
Yes.
we did not mention this at all. This was just a fun bonus. Okay, so this is where you're going to hear my ad for how wonderful Anchor is. And then we're going to come back and talk about, just briefly, not too much, we'll talk a little bit about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Okay, so Brittany, you're a huge Marvel fan, right? Like that's your jam.
Oh yeah, that is my jam. Even though the podcast that I do is Lightning podcast, which is a DC show, and I started off with DC TV Classics. So, but yeah, I am a Marvel girl through and through.
So I don't know why I'm kind of a take it or leave it as far as like superheroes and comics and all that go.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some Batman. I do.
Oh, I love Batman.
Like, and I always have loved Batman, but that's because my dad loves Batman. Like, literally just dad watched mm-hmm. it. Dad took us to the movies. I enjoy Batman because of dad. But mm-hmm. so Marvel stuff I've gotten into on my own, but I'm not nearly as educated or as deep as like all of my friends. So I figured now is the time, one, because Disney Plus has every Marvel movie except for the Hulk and the two Spider-Man movies. Disney Plus mm-hmm. has all, so that's 19 movies that Disney Plus has streaming and available. Plus, Disney Plus is going to have that Vision show, they're going to have a Hawkeye show, they're going to have all these awesome things. So mm-hmm. I feel like I should get better acquainted. And
yes,
I've seen a lot. Like, don't get me wrong. I have seen, mm-hmm. I would even go with almost most of the Marvel cinematic films. And I saw a lot of them in theaters. I've definitely seen all of the Avengers in theaters. I saw both Guardians in theaters. I saw the last Thor one, you know, I did see Civil War in theaters. So there's definitely a lot that I saw, but there was also a lot that I hadn't. Mm-hmm. And, like, I still haven't seen Black Panther in its entirety, and I'm just gonna, see, you gasped. And I'm gonna wait until I get to it in the chronological order, because I've decided to watch them in timeline order, not theatrical release order.
Okay.
And I'm kind of glad I'm doing it that way, because honestly, other than, like, Captain Marvel, most of them are in order anyway. Mostly. It's Dora. Not. Yeah, well, so I have.
You have to start off with Captain America, yes, the first Avenger,
yeah, yeah,
then.
That's the first okay. one. Okay. Right. But what I'm saying, like, the timeline thing that I found, or, like, the viewing order that I found, has them right next to each other. And you can see that, like, for the most part, there's not a big shift in, like, the order of the movies that they came out. Like, Captain America, yes, that came out after, like, Iron Man and stuff. But
yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what I was like, wait a minute.
But basically around, I want to say around, like, the Dark World, it's pretty much mm-hmm. in chronological order after
yeah.
that. Yeah. So that's all I meant. But, so right now, the last one I watched was Dark World, the Thor Dark World. So I have to watch Winter Soldier next, and then I'll get to Guardians, yes. which I'm excited to do because I enjoy Guardians. So, like,
I
know that I'll enjoy watching that. Some of these movies, though, girl, I'm like, I get bored. Even during the fight scenes, I'm like, this is a really long fight scene. And I guess maybe also because, like, I know that this is, like, this kind of doesn't matter right now because I know how this will all play out because, like, I've seen the other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, honestly, a lot of Thor Dark World for me, that filled in a lot of gaps because I haven't seen the Thor. I hadn't even seen the first Thor.
Oh, my God, I love that one.
Is it Ragnarok? Is that how you say the name of it?
Yes.
Yes. I loved that.
Oh, I love
really
that
enjoyed
movie.
That movie. But I hadn't seen the first two. I enjoyed the first one as I watched it the other day. Dark World, I was like, already kind of like, why do I care about this? But then, like, you know, like, his mom died and Jane goes to Asgard. So there were, like, there were gaps that I was like, ah, they revisited this in Endgame. So, so I was like, oh, this makes sense now. So, and it's also, for me, watching them in chronological or timeline order, whatever it is, I'm enjoying that because I'm seeing people going, oh, that's why they're important. Because, like, there's people who are in later movies, and I'm like, who are you? I don't care about you. Oh, you were in this.
Yes.
So, casual fans miss a lot of things, and that's like people, because I've been commenting on like Facebook and so many people are weighing in. I'm just like, are we all this bored or are we this passionate about Marvel? I can't decide.
I feel like a lot of people are very passionate about Marvel Cinematic Universe, whether it's because they like it or because they hate it. Like, people are just very passionate about it. And I think, you know, it's just, I think when you think about where they started, it's crazy that they were able to do what they did, because at the time, you know, Robert Downey Jr. was a big liability.
Yeah.
Like, to have him star in that type of movie, it just because right, of him
his,
doing
like rebirth in his career.
Yeah, and him doing any stunts because of his you know, past with drugs and stuff, it puts him in a high medical like insurance thing, and they kind of were on the field about casting him.
Yeah,
which Terrence Howard vouched for him, which I think the whole thing of him being kicked out of the MCU really sucks, because he did vouch for.
Do you know why? Because that's not something, do you know, like, why did they replace Terrence Howard?
I don't know. I've heard different stories. I've heard that he was just, besides him vouching for Robert Downey Jr., he was pretty much an asshole on set and shit, and he wasn't fun to work with. And then I've heard that he wanted more money coming into it because he thought he was just, you know, as well popular, well known as Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
so.
But the character was really minor, at least early on. I know that he eventually becomes more important, but.
Yeah,
like I didn't realize when I was watching the first Iron Man, I didn't realize that he was Don Cheadle until like I was looking on like IMDb, and I was like, wait, why? So, like I thought it was a different character, because that's the other thing. There's so many like one-time characters. There's a lot of recurring characters, but there's also people who like they're in the movie and then you never hear from them again with no explanation.
So
I didn't notice even like that. That's the thing. There's a lot of characters that you only see like the one time, and that's it. So I didn't realize he was the same character and like got replaced. And also like the same, I mean, the thing with the Hulk, although I don't know that I would care as much about the Hulk if he was played by Ed Norton. Not to say that Ed Norton's not a wonderful actor. I just feel like Mark Ruffalo really
is better suited.
Yeah. I feel like he really fits that character a lot. Like, I really enjoy him in that role. I kind of wish that he had his own standalone Hulk movie that he was the star of. Like, yeah, the Ed Norton one, it almost felt like, why is this supposed to tie in? And I get that it does, and I know, you know, I saw the end and all that, but I'm like, it doesn't feel the same because it's a different person. Also, I love Liv Tyler. I don't love her as, like, the damsel in distress kind of thing. And every time, like, the soldiers were, like, restraining her and stuff, and she's screaming, I was just like, no.
Yeah, and that character, I'm pretty sure it's Betsy Ross that ends up becoming Red She-Hulk.
Okay. So are we supposed to see her again, or is she going to be recast too?
There's rumors that she's going to be on the She-Hulk show, but she's not playing the Green She-Hulk, because Green She-Hulk is actually Mark Ruffalo's cousin.
Gotcha.
Jennifer Walters. So I could see that. I've heard the rumor that she's coming back for the show. So,
yeah, she's not really acting a lot right now either. So that's interesting. But like, also, so I haven't seen the 2003 Hulk movie with Eric Bana and Jennifer Connelly. But you know, I love me some Jennifer Connelly, and
I love that movie.
She's married to Paul Bettany, who is Vision. So maybe it's time for her to be part of the MCU too.
She actually is. She's Peter Parker's AI voice.
Huh?
She's the voice that is it Karen? Is that her name?
I don't know. I only saw the first, like the new, what is it, Homecoming? Is that the new one or is that the last one?
Homecoming and Far From Home are the
So I saw Homecoming, but like I need to watch it again. You know, like and I will. Like whatever. But
she's the voice of Karen.
Oh, that's fun. She could do more. She's perfect. Anyway. So what's your favorite MCU film?
Ooh, shit. I think it is Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, because Jeff Goldblum, let's be honest. Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yes. But I think for me, because I really liked the first Thor, and the first Thor was kind of like my favorite until Winter Soldier came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Thor Dark World is kind of like sad.
Although, and not... it was sad. Also, I'm very confused by how often Loki dies, but whatever. Oh, yeah. I guess that's just part of his character.
He's a trickster, so...
Right, right. Well, and again, so the end of Dark World made a lot of sense to lead into Ragnarok, because the beginning of Ragnarok. And then the post-credit scene with the Collector... First of all, is that the first time we see the Collector?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. But the Collector is who the ride at Disneyland is based on. So that's really fun, because for like when I saw him, I was like, oh, I know who that is!
Yes, he's in the first Guardians movie.
Right. Well, like, I haven't seen Guardians since I think it came out. Maybe one time after. But, so there's that. But then the whole, like, they gave him the Red Infinity Stone, which, and again, I'm already like, God, I need to go back to the Avengers. Like, and I know I'll get there, but, like, because there's stuff that I wasn't paying, like, super attention to that I've memorized the way that people have. So I'm like, oh, that's important, you know? And it's like, that's important 3 years down the road. Like, so I don't know. But, I mean, I'm enjoying watching them. And I mean, I keep posting questions like Hawkeye sucks in the first Avengers film.
Yeah, I still feel like they should have cast who they originally were going to cast as Hawkeye and not Jeremy Renner. It was supposed to be Jensen Ackles. So I think he would have been a really great Hawkeye. But yeah, Hawkeye is... Depending on which comic run you read, he's really cool. Like, I like the Matt Fraction run, which I haven't finished it, but that's the version where he's actually hard of hearing and has to wear, like, hearing aids, and he has a dog, and, like, you know, there's really cool, like, comic panels of him, like, feeding his dog pizza, and he's just, and that's the version of him that's actually training, who's the female Hawkeye. Her name is, oh my god, her name is escaping me. I know it begins with a K. Oh my god. Well, he's training her in it, and like they interact a lot, and that's a really fun comic, but I can't see Jeremy Renner ever doing like that version of it. And so, you know, I don't know. What is her name? Oh my god, it's escaping me. Is it even
You're trying to ask me. I can't tell you anything. I don't know anything.
No, it's fine. But
I'm a fake fan.
You're not a fake fan. I just feel like there's a difference between being a fan of, you know, just the movies or being
And that's, I mean, there's a lot of people, like, even like with Harry Potter, that like only watch the films, don't care about the books. And I'm one of those people that's like, how can you not want more? Because I saw the first movie before I read any of them. But after I saw the first movie, I read all four books within like a week. There was only four out at the time. But I was just like, oh my god, give me all of the Wizarding World. So I assume there have to be Marvel people like that too.
There are some who I think, like, after, you know, seeing the movies, they're like, oh, I'm going to dive deeper into comics.
Yeah, and... it's just, I don't know, in my opinion, and maybe I'm totally wrong, but it just feels like it's such a vast, like,
community. It is.
Like, there's so much content. Because comic books are, you know, hundreds of episodes or issues, excuse me. But, and they've been around forever. Like, Captain America was made in, like, the 40s or something, right?
Yes, he was actually invented in, like, so when World War II was happening, there was actual Captain America comics. Right. So when they have those references of him punching Hitler for that, that show that he was doing, it's because there's a comic book of him punching Hitler, and he was a huge, like, Captain America. Well, some people didn't like him at the time just because of how political it was. Yeah,
everything is political, even when it's not. The Wizard of Oz is political. Like, everything is political.
Yeah,
even like, even when it's entirely fantasy, it's based on whatever
politics,
like, oh
yeah,
yeah, tyrannical leader, what's happening in the world when this was made, that kind of thing. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's like, I know that there's people who want escapism,
and it,
fantasy
it's
and
thinly
stuff.
Veiled, but it's
it's like, it's still, some of it is based on like things that either have happened or are currently happening.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you can't, you know, have this, you can't like, keep it separate. You know, like people who complain about social justice warrior fans or or like, oh, they're making these movies for social justice warriors. It's like, well, when you think about it, most superheroes actually are
They yes.
social justice
That's exactly what it
warriors.
is.
Like, they're trying to do what's good for literally everyone and protecting people and making sure, you
Right.
know.
Vigilante justice, exactly. That's what it all is.
Yeah, so it's just like they all are social justice warriors. So, you know, I don't know, but you know.
Well, maybe once I finish, 'cause like I guess right now I think I'm like 8 or 9 movies in. So I
Okay.
still have a lot to go. But
Oh,
maybe
yes,
once I
you do.
finish, we can revisit. 'Cause I know like you have to go to work soon and your phone's
Yeah.
gonna die. And we have all
Yes,
these
this is a
issues right
mess.
now.
Today was like, oh God. I knew I should have charged my phone while
Is
I was
Mercury in
sleeping.
retrograde? All the technology's messing up on you. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just, I thought it was gonna go a lot smoother today, and because last time we didn't have any issues, so.
No, we didn't at all. But I mean, it's totally fine. We there's so for me, I don't think I'm gonna have to edit a lot of this. I feel like everything is pretty much usable.
Okay, cool.
And it's a little over an hour right now, so like we're perfect. But go ahead and let people know where they can find you and your taroscopes and all that jazz.
Yeah, so on Twitter you can find me at Hi Brittany Monet. Same thing with Instagram, where I've been posting my all of my tarot. I've been doing it both on Twitter and Instagram, but Instagram I feel like is a better medium for it. And then YouTube channel is kind of at a pause right now, but I'm pretty sure it's like Brittany Monet Tarot or something. The Tarot YouTube is inactive just because like I want to get a better setup and do better videos. So yeah, the whole I just was like on impulse did it, and when you do things on impulse you don't always have a good plan and good stuff, so that's why it's so bad. But then you can check out my podcast, Black Lightning Podcast, at Twitter is at BL underscore podcast. Then if you like audio dramas, Fangirls is always fun to check out and listen to on where I think all podcasting stuff is available. It's through What the F Force Productions, so that's fun.
Sorry, you hiccuped a little there, and I was like, "What the what?" Okay, What the Forest
Yeah.
Productions.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I loved listening to Fangirls, and I would love to be a part of something like that. I think, especially since I have my fancy microphone set up, like I'm ready to do audio things. A couple weeks ago, when I had my friends Ryan and Paul on, I said how I would love to do voiceovers, and Ryan immediately was like, "I could see that for you," and I was like, "Ugh, how to get into it? How do we do this?" So,
I would say just maybe you can either start your own audio drama or
see,
audition for
that's the
audio
thing. I'm not
dramas.
like, I don't think that I'm a good enough writer or have enough focus to write something of like value that way. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but like, I don't think I'm that creative. But let me wrap this up. You and I can keep talking for a second if you want to, but thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. I
You are
appreciate
very welcome.
the opportunity for new content, even though it's. Thank you very much for listening. I hope that you're all staying safe and doing the right thing you're supposed to be doing. Don't go out, put your mask on, whatever. Don't do anything stupid. Please remember to subscribe on your preferred platform. I'm everywhere. I'm on all of the platforms, every single one of them. And
Nice.
social media is Twitter is Side B Radio. Instagram is Side B the podcast or Side B podcast. Facebook Side B Radio. I interact as much as I possibly can. And I mean, we are all interacting way more than we normally do. But yeah, so do that. Please subscribe. If you can take a moment to go to Apple and rate and review, I would love you so much. And eventually one day I'll be able to like have enough listeners that I could like have some kind of a contest for like, oh, if you leave a 5-star rating during this month or something, at the end of the month I'll pull your name out of a hat and send you something signed by Darren Criss. And I say that because I have so much crap signed by Darren
I believe that.
Criss. So no purchase necessary. No, okay. So yeah, thank you again. Sorry, we got on a little Darren tangent. That happens. You know it does.
Happens.
So
Yes.
I'll
I knew it
talk
was
to you
going to
guys
happen.
next week. Brittany will be back, depending on how quickly I finish the MCU, I guess. Because I think okay. we should talk. Yeah. I think we should do like a whole episode about that. And I'll, you know Let's what? Joyce will have to come on because she'll be really annoyed at me if I do that without her.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but we'll have a whole like round table discussion. Maybe we could like play trivia and shit. Who knows? Maybe I could pin you guys against each other because you guys are both big fans. So anyway, okay. Thank you for listening. Okay. Brittany, thank you for joining. We're going to say goodbye.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week.